down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you get ready for Brexit.
Now, my next guest is an old friend of the show. He's Kevin O'Loughlin. He's the chief executive of Nostra. And he joins me now to talk about his global IT business, bringing it back to his home county in the newly created Webmill Digital Hub in nearby Mount Mallock. Kevin, you're very welcome and good to see you as always.
Thanks, Bobby.
How are you?
Good to see you as well. I'm great. Yeah.
Now, you're a Rosenallis man, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you grew up in a pub. Your father was in the meat business, but you're... And am I right in saying you're associated with the hotel that was in the town as well?
Yeah, so the hotel was owned by family. Uncle Declan had the hotel here in Port Leash. And we grew up Rosenallis. We sold the pub in 1994, but I have fond memories of collecting glasses and all that fun stuff during the 1990 goal score in the World Cup.
Yeah,
I remember making cocktail sausages in the bar at 11 o'clock at night and handing them out. So
where the real trade is learned, isn't it?
Exactly.
You learn
exactly.
About customer service there. I can tell you.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Tell us then. You worked in IT. You branched out on your own with your brother and a couple of partners. Tell us about the business.
Yeah, so Nostra started in 2007, and we were very early adopters to cloud technology. So we kind of saw it probably before everyone else, and we got in 2 years too early or 3 years too early. So we had a tough couple of years. What we thought was obvious, other people didn't. We started Gary Byrne, Senan Fanouk, and myself and Barry back in 07. In probably 13, we started getting good traction. We won a customer called Avalon Aerospace, the aircraft leasing firm, and they went global, and we kind of followed them. And we ended up setting up, you know, right across the world, Hong Kong and New York and Florida. Today, we probably have customers in 16 or 18 countries globally. And the reality is, and the reason I'm here today, is that we've just opened up in Mount Mellick, and it doesn't matter where our people are, we can support anyone, anywhere.
So essentially you provide an IT services for companies right across the world, and I presume that service can be as small as getting a laptop for a guy, or looking after his mainframes or whatever else is involved.
Absolutely.
The whole span.
Absolutely, yeah. We consider ourselves the IT department of our customers. So, like Boyle Sports are a client of ours. We look after all the retail units nationwide. You know, we look after Dawn Farm Foods, the Queeley Group. You know, and what we do ultimately is, I can't get into my email, I can't print, right through to setting up servers and, as you say, mainframes, which don't exist anymore.
Okay, we'll
let you away with that.
That tells my knowledge of the sector.
Yeah.
That's okay. But tell us then about this initiative out in Mount Mallick. So you're a Dublin-based company, but you think that basically the geography of Port Leash is probably important, is it?
It is,
in terms
of
being located here.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, for us, you know, our guys work all over the place. In fact, I was in Mount Mellick 2 weeks ago, and the team there were working on a site in Johannesburg, right? So, you know, they can be located anywhere. So for us, it's about getting people and getting the right people. And in Dublin, it's a very difficult market to recruit. And when you recruit people, they have all sorts of housing challenges, which I know we mentioned at the start of the show. And, you know, we're trying to encourage people potentially to move down to Leash and take a Dublin salary in a Leash office, effectively, but also to try and, you know, take some of the people who are commuting up. And then once we get to a certain scale down here, probably 15 or 20 people, then we can start a graduate program and start bringing people up in our own system.
Do you, like, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, if you're looking at employees, looking at high-skilled tech employees such as yourselves, the trade-off for quality of life, you know, to be able to own your own home, to be able to walk the fields, to be able to, versus, you know, that commute to Dublin where you're paying an extortionate cost either to rent or buy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot to be said to working outside of the greater Dublin area.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even in the last few years, we've seen a huge change in how people operate. You know, like, people can literally, in our industry and lots of industries, they can work from anywhere. They can work from a Starbucks as well as they can work somewhere else. So having them...
You got me back.
Insomnia. But you know, somebody spending 2 hours a day in a car is 2 hours a waste of time, you know, in what we do. And more and more jobs we're seeing are moving like that. So this for us is as much a test to see how well we can manage the culture of a remote working office.
Yeah, and it's great to see a Laois man again reinvesting in his own county. So well done for that. And I'm sure the people of Laois are very grateful that companies such as yourselves, international companies, are taking that sort of step. So big round of applause for Kevin O'Loughlin.